Granny, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum went to the county seat to hire a lawyer to defend himself and Abner in their forthcoming trial with Squire Skimp. With the evidence against them that the Squire already has, the old fellows feel that they'll need the best lawyer they can get. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Lum has not yet returned and that Abner is carrying on alone at the Jot'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears has just entered.
Howdy.
Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in.
Yeah, what are you looking so long face for, Abner?
Oh, I don't know, Grandpap. This trial we got coming up and all.
Got an expression on your face like you just heard judgment was coming in the morning.
Well, I'm just afeard we ain't got a chance in the world ever winning that thing. That dadgum Squire Skimp's got us. I know he has any way we turn.
Well, Lum went clean to the county seat to get you a good lawyer to get you out of this thing, didn't he?
Yeah, but I don't see how that'll help, Grandpap. The best lawyer in the country couldn't get us out of this, I don't believe.
Oh, sassafras. It ain't that bad.
It's worse than bad. Oh, where are we going to ever get $1,000 to pay that squire with?
$1,000?
Yes, sir.
Is that how much damage he's suing you for?
Why, sure he is. We'll have to sell the picture show and the store both to ever raise that much money.
Well, cheer up, Abner.
Yeah,
maybe Lum will have some good news for you when he gets back.
Well, I got my doubts.
When are you looking for him back again?
Well, I don't know exactly. He might get back today or might not get back till tomorrow. All depends on how long he's going to be gone.
Yeah, I reckon that would make a difference, all right.
Yeah. Back
sure it would. Of course it would. Of course, now that I think about it.
To be honest, I don't even know where Lum got there or not. See, he left out of here yesterday in Cedric's car, and it weren't but a half a gallon of gas in the car.
Half a gallon?
That's all there was.
Well, he ought to have taken more than that along. That'll never get him to the county seat. He ought to know better than that.
Well, it never got him there. Cedric found his car this morning just outside of town, sitting by the side of the road there.
Lum still in it?
No, Lum was gone. But if he got to the county seat, why, he had to hitch his way in there. There ain't no doubt about that.
For the Lum, he's safe. That Lum, he gets himself in more mix-ups than every one human I ever knowed in my life, I do believe.
My dog is me and him both are in a mix-up this time. $1,000. That'll plumb ruin us, Grant.
Well, that'll ruin anybody.
Oh, mean that.
Bankrupt the giverman.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it would.
Ain't got the money.
But, Abner, I don't see how Squirrel ever get a judgment again you. I don't believe he was hurt in the first place. And if he weren't hurt, he can't collect from you.
Well, ordinary, no. But the trouble is, see, he's got that note that me and Lum wrote him.
Oh, note? Did you give him a note, too?
Yeah, all he's got to do.
For how much money?
Oh, no, a note we wrote, Grandpa. Oh. Taking a pencil on. Wrote him for a letter, you know.
I thought you meant a legal document.
Why, no, it's a letter, and he'll put that thing up for evidence just as sure as well.
Why?
See, me and Lum wrote him a note when he was laid up in bed there after the accident, telling him that it was all our fault.
You wrote him that?
Just trying to be nice, trying to cheer him up while we done him.
Jiminy, I never heard of such an outlandish, idiotic, pigeon-toed thing before in my whole life. A half-grown boy would have known better than that.
Yeah, I know. But, of course, we never allowed he's going to lawsuit us in. Just wanted to cheer him up and be as nice to him as we could. We felt sorrowful about him falling down.
For the double law me flat-footed sakes.
And then the other day, that squire come over here and said he was going to read the note in court if the case came to trial.
Well, you deserve to lose a case for doing a knock-kneed thing like that.
I know it. Don't rub it in, no, Grandpa. Tell you, I'd give anything in the world if he didn't have that note. Well, anything up to $1,000 I'd give, I know.
It's a shame he's got it.
Oh,
if it's going to let him collect all that money off you when you weren't even hurt. You don't reckon there's any way
now,
to get that...
Wait a minute, Grandpap. Was that our arranged?
I don't know. Might have been. I weren't paying no attention.
No, but I hope it ain't that squire. I don't feel like talking to that varmint. Hello, jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking, and I don't want to talk to you. Mom?
Oh, it ain't squire.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else. Yes, Mom, this is Abner. Who's calling? Oh, yeah, all right. Told this grandpap it's long distance. Must be long.
Oh, maybe he's got some good news for you.
Hello?
Cheer you up. Hope so.
Hello? Is that you, Lum? Hello? Yeah, hello. I can hear you. Hello?
Quit saying hello. You're in a rush.
What? Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Let me talk to him, Abner.
Hey, just a minute, Lum. Grandpap wants to say hello to you. Here, Grandpap.
Yeah, give me the receiver.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Lum. Milford Spears talking. Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to you. Hello.
Here, you talk long enough, Grandpap.
How are you, Lum?
Let me talk, Grandpap.
Well, that's good. How's everything, Lum?
For the land's sake.
Lum says he's fine.
Well, I don't care. Let me have that receiver. Let me talk to him.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Oh, hello, Cedric. Howdy, Malcolm.
On account of that note, huh, Lum?
Hurry up, Grandpap. Let me talk to him.
Wait a minute, Lum. Here's Abner.
Talking to?
Take it, Abner.
Well, it's about time. Hello, Lum? Hello? Yeah, this is Abner.
Cedric, you and Mousy just in time.
Hey, how is everything, Lum?
Talking to Lum long distance.
Grandpap, be quiet. Oh, I can't hear nothing.
Long distance.
Just a minute, fellas. Now, wait
a
minute.
Well, Cedric wants to say hello to Lum, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, well, I sure love to. Boy, yeah. I ain't never talked on a long distance phone.
All right, but hurry up now. Hello, Lum? Cedric wants to say hello to you. Here, Cedric, go ahead.
Yes, this is fun. Oh, nervous as a... Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's enough, Cedric.
Well, wait, I ain't done yet. Hello?
Hurry up, Cedric.
How are you, Mr. Lum?
Hi, Doggins. Give me that receiver, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Mr. Lum's fine, he said.
Here. Hello? Hello, Lum? Well, how are you and that lawyer getting along?
Abner, ain't you going to let Mousy say hello to
you? Grandpap, I ain't got time. Be quiet.
Well, it'll just take half a second.
What's that, Lum?
Mousy wants to do it.
Yes, Mousy would like to.
Take the receiver, Mousy.
All right, here, but hurry up now, Mousy.
Yes, sir. Hello? Hello, Lum? This is Mousy. Mousy? Yeah, Lou Ellum Snavely Gray. Yes, sir.
Tell him hello, Mousy.
Well, how are you feeling, Lum?
Give me that receiver, Mousy.
Yes, sir. Hello, Lum. Here's Abner. He wants to say hello. Here, Abner. Lum says he's fine.
Ain't that fun, Mousy?
Yeah, be quiet now. Hello? Lum? Hello? 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 Mom? How's that, Mamie? Oh, I see. All right. Dad, blame him.
What's the matter?
Why, the central girl said his time was up and he couldn't talk no longer.
Oh. Well, we just about had our talk out anyway.
Huh?
Yeah, had a nice, long, interesting chat there.
Yes, sir, we sure did.
Boy, that was fun. Come on, Mousy, we better go over and tell Mr. Dick all about it.
All about what, Cedric?
All about what Mr. Lum told us.
Huh?
Mr. Dick Hutterson said if we heard anything from Mr. Lum to be sure and let him know right away. Come on, Mousy.
Yeah, I'm coming. Goodbye, Abner. So long, Grandpa.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, goodbye. Doggies. Here, Lum makes a long-distance call clean from that county seat, and I don't hardly get to talk to him at all.
Why, you had a long talk with him there.
Huh?
You must have if the central girl had to cut him and you off, finally.
Well, it wasn't me that had no long talk with him. About all I got to say was just hello, and then
hey,
the rest
Abner,
of...
what was it now that Mr. Lum said?
Huh, Cedric?
I want to tell Mr. Dick what all Mr. Lum said, and I can't recollect it now.
All I heard him say was that he was fine, Cedric. That's all I heard.
Well, that's it. Much obliged.
Yeah, not at all, Cedric. I ain't doggies. Next time anybody calls me long distance, I'm going to throw everybody out of here and lock the door and throw the key clean down the well. Maybe I can get to talk to them a little bit. wants one too, goodness.
Well, Abner, didn't you hear all them things Lum was telling?
He said he was fine. That's all I hear.
No, he said things weren't so good.
Huh?
When I asked him how everything was, he said not so good.
Not so good?
He said the lawyer said it looked bad on account of that note you fellas wrote to Squire.
Oh.
That's all I heard because you butted in on me.
Well, I'm glad I never heard that part of it. Well, I knowed we wouldn't have no chance to ever win that case with that note. Doggies, why did we ever write that idiotic note in the first
place? Well, I've been sort of studying on that, Abner, and I was just thinking, why don't you get it back?
Get it back? Now, how in the world would we do something like that, Grandpap? Get it back from Squire Skim?
Why, there ain't nothing to it. You got any ideas whereabouts he keeps it at?
Why, sure, he carries it right with him all the time. Keeps it in that big leather folder that he totes around and he's got all them gold mining stocks and insurance papers and stuff he tries to sell in it.
All right. That's all you have to know.
Huh?
You know whereabouts Squire's house is at, don't you?
Why, sure, natural, but I don't know.
All right, and if I ain't mistaken, Squire's got the name of being a terrible sound sleeper, ain't he?
Well, yeah, he has, Grant. My dog is, wait a minute. I just thought of something here. I bound you, Grandpap, a feller could slip in old Squire's house there late of a night and get that note, and he'd never know a thing about it.
Why, sure he could. That's what I'm talking about.
Huh?
And one of us could stand watch while you slipped inside and got it.
I know this wouldn't old Lum be proud of me if I got that note back. He gets back in the county seat, I'll just walk right up to him and hand it to him. I bound you, his eyes will bug out like a chalk stone toast.